As we get into a new year, there is a lot to look forward to from one of the groups that is pushing the St. Louis region forward. We're talking about BioSTL, which you have no doubt heard a lot about if you've listened to KMOX over the years. And joining us right now is the president and CEO of BioSTL, Don Rubin. Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks, Michael. Great to be with you today.
So first of all, let's take a look back at the past year. What do you pick out as being important, whether it's generally from the St. Louis region, something moving the area forward, and especially the work that BioSTL has been doing?
Well, Michael, we have seen, we've been at this work for almost a quarter of a century now. We started in 2001 and bringing together great assets that St. Louis already had in place in its universities and medical schools, corporations. But there was no connective tissue at that time. There was no glue to hold it together. And we have been stewarding an innovation economy and growing that for over two decades now. Everything from creating local startups to connecting globally to innovation around the world that we bring to St. Louis, to developing the workforce and the talent to be able to populate and grow these local companies. And we have really seen, after these years of investment, we're really seeing a blossoming now of this innovation ecosystem or this innovation economy here in St. Louis. We're seeing really a doubling of startups in medical science, in plant science and agricultural technologies, healthcare, the areas that we define as bioscience around St. Louis's really world-class strengths. When you think about our world-leading healthcare and medicine and our plant science and agriculture, we really are a leader and have assets that are the envy of most other places in the U.S. and beyond. We've been able to really leverage those and capitalize on those. And we're seeing some of the really a very fast growth in the level of excellent startup companies that hold promise to create lots of jobs, lots of economic activity. The data is really bearing that out.
Yeah, what are some of the advances, the research, the new products, whether it's a new ag planting or a new vaccine, whether it's bio or ag? What are some of the new advances that are happening in the Cortex area and in the St. Louis area in general, whether it's this past year that you're looking forward to in the new year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I meet so many young inventors and entrepreneurs that blow me away sometimes in terms of the kinds of technologies that are being invented and the problems that they are seeking to solve to really elevate St. Louis as a global leader in solving these important challenges. So we see, you mentioned vaccines. We're seeing new ways of developing vaccines. We're seeing new therapies for cancer and for cardiovascular disease and Alzheimer's that are growing right here in St. Louis. Young startups with one or two people, all the way to startups with 100 or more people in those companies that are raising capital from around the world and deploying that right here in St. Louis to grow our economy. And on the plant science side as well, St. Louis is really a leader in the deep science around plants and around agriculture, like gene editing and genomics around plants. So there's a huge number of impressive entrepreneurs and founders that are founding new startups. And we are generally the first investor into those to help stand those companies up. But we've been able to show that that if you have a quality company right here in St. Louis with a great team and a great technology, we can attract capital from all over the country and from all over the world. Our startups now in our platform and our portfolio have now raised almost $3 billion, and 90% of that comes from outside St. Louis. That's a tremendous amount of capital attracted to St. Louis that is being devoted to jobs, to payroll, to products and services right here in our economy with a multiplier effect. It's having billions of dollars of impact on our local GDP. So it's true that we can leverage innovation and creativity to drive St. Louis's economy.
Now, when it comes to, and BioGenerator is regarded as having a fantastic track record when it comes to, you know, companies growing up and exiting or coming up with sustainable product lines. And so how do you, you know, BioGenerator, of course, can help attract other investors alongside. But how do you plan to increase the amount of power that BioGenerator itself has to be the first into these companies?
So, just to remind everyone that BioGenerator is the name of our BioSTL investment and company creation arm. We have two locations where we have shared labs. We have an old newspaper printing plant that we that's been totally gutted and renovated in Midtown in the Cortex District that we call the BioSTL building. In this one space, we have 70 startups sharing that space. And in St. Louis County, we have another 20 startups that are in the plant science area at the Helix Center in the 39 North District. So we've got a lot of startups that we're nurturing and that we're cultivating to turn into successful job creators here in St. Louis. The challenge is, and it's a good challenge for St. Louis, is that the opportunity has really catapulted. It's really grown. And we don't have the resources to meet all the opportunity. We've been investing $3 to $4 million a year over the last several years. We are a nonprofit organization, a 501c3 that accepts donations to help us do this work. Any returns we get from these investments go right back into our mission to support more companies, more workforce development, more activity for St. Louis. But there's such an opportunity that for the first time ever, we're really launching a campaign to go out and make people aware that they can invest in many ways in the future of St. Louis through innovation. And they can invest directly in companies, but they can also support us and the BioGenerator's ability to generate more St. Louis companies. And so that's the theme as we go into 2025. You know, the data is really there to support the difference this is making in St. Louis. An outside group looked at job growth from various sectors in St. Louis going back 20 years. And in the biotech space, jobs over that period of time have increased 53%. And when you compare, and when you take all the other sectors minus biotech, we have decreased jobs in St. Louis by 2%. So biotech is really one of the drivers of growth for the future of St. Louis. And I think not only has it, when we look in the rearview mirror, do we see this nice growth over the last two decades, but we are now at the precipice of really exponential growth and bending that curve upward. As I said, we're seeing a doubling of deal flow. I think we could see another doubling of that over the next few years. And there's a lot for St. Louis to be proud of and to lean into to really invest in and optimize the opportunity in the biosciences.
Now, whether it's, you know, when you go to the likes of Ireland, Israel, Argentina to recruit to St. Louis, or when you, you know, just take a more comprehensive look at the region, what are some of the challenges that you see that St. Louis needs to tackle? We hear about the airport, for instance, and connectivity, but there are a lot more nonstop flights now than there were in the past there. What are some of the challenges that St. Louis faces?
So it's interesting you ask. You know, we were looking back, as I said, it's been 25 years since the original launching of this effort and the original report that was done in the year 2000. And that called for about a dozen, almost maybe 20 different items that St. Louis needs to put in place to be a really successful innovation economy. And most of those we've accomplished. We've stood up innovation districts. We've stood up company creation machines. We've jump-started venture capital. We've done many, many of these items. But one of the things, or really two of the things, that report called for all the way back almost 25 years ago was to have a vibrant downtown and a vibrant airport. And interestingly, those aren't, you know, one might not think of those naturally as something that's important to bioscience. But I think it's important to understand that all of these things are intertwined when we think about St. Louis's future success. A more dynamic downtown creates a better reputation for the city. A robust airport makes connectivity much better all these things benefit every industry, including an industry like bioscience, where we're trying to attract capital from around the world, attract talent from around the world. And people get on their websites and they look up St. Louis, or they look up, you know, hot cities. And we want to make sure St. Louis is among those, because, and everything that we do through bioscience and drive success through bioscience is going to help others in other industries as we build the reputation for St. Louis as a relevant and leading city in the 21st century. We're all intertwined. All of our success is intertwined, and we need to cheerlead for each other, and we need to lean in and roll up our sleeves and help each other as much as we can on all of these issues.
What do you think about leadership in the region, whether it's political, mayor, governor, county executive, et cetera, or whether it's, we've got a big departure at Greater St. Louis Inc., and there's a search for who will fill that, and what are the qualities and characteristics and priorities we want to see in that economic development leadership position? What would you like to see from regional leadership?
Well, I'll say one key to our success over these last two decades, and this really goes back to our founder, who was my mentor and partner in the first decade of this work, was Dr. William Danforth, who had been the longtime chancellor of Washington University and been retired, cared deeply about the future of St. Louis. And the real secret sauce to what he stood up in our work was a trustful, collaborative environment. And we have been carrying that on now for two decades through our BioSTL coalition, where we have at the table corporations, universities, investors, entrepreneurs, public sector, private sector, all working together around a common vision, openly, honestly looking at our weaknesses and our strengths, our gaps that need to be filled, and going at those together collaboratively and trustfully. And so I would suggest that in any sector in St. Louis, we will benefit from that kind of an approach, a very collaborative approach, a very open and honest and candid approach. And so I would encourage that kind of leadership in any of the sectors that we, and by the way, we collaborate with every one of these organizations, with Greater St. Louis, with other technology industries. People often think about St. Louis as fragmented. Certainly, when you think of city, county, and many municipalities, there are some aspects where we are fragmented. But in this area of innovation, economic development, we have been anything but fragmented. We've been very collaborative. It's how we were able to go out and win big federal grants for St. Louis. When we speak with one unified voice, we've been able to orchestrate that unified voice. And I encourage that same kind of an approach across St. Louis's public and private sector partnerships.
Tell us about some of these international overtures.
Yeah, you know, Michael, we at BioSTL started our international program that we call Global STL about 10 years ago now. And we started in Israel, which is the startup nation, and has tremendous amount of innovation that matches St. Louis's strengths in ag tech and healthcare. And now we're in 16 countries. My colleague Vijay Chauhan was just in India, Hyderabad, India, last week, where we co-hosted a regenerative agriculture meeting to really formalize a pipeline of innovation from India to St. Louis and markets for our St. Louis startups to access in India. It's a real two-way marketplace that could really benefit our innovation in St. Louis. It's the kind of creative entrepreneurial activity that we're doing on the global stage to really elevate St. Louis's reputation as an indispensable player in solving important issues in human health and agriculture around the world. It's important, I believe, in the 21st century for St. Louis to be connected globally. Global innovation more naturally gravitates to the East Coast and the West Coast. And here in Middle America, we have to be really proactive and deliberate about connecting to those innovation hubs around the world. And we've seen some real success in that. And our goal really is bringing that innovation for impact here in our community, whether that impact is making our health systems better, our companies more competitive, or actually innovation that's improving the quality of life of our citizens. And we've got two really great examples of that going on right now. One, we have a Swedish company that has an amazing technology to help asthma patients. And we know that there are 50,000 of kids in Missouri on Medicaid with asthma, many of them with uncontrolled asthma. And it costs our state a fortune as these young people go to emergency rooms when they have a problem. And the stress on their families is incredible. And this technology can help people stay healthy in their homes, be diagnosed and measure their lung function on a daily basis in their homes, connect 24/7 through their smartphone to doctors and nurses. Really a game changer for youth with asthma in St. Louis and in Missouri. And we see another, so that technology was from Sweden. And another technology is one from Israel that does a similar telehealth aspect for high-risk pregnancies, where we can help through a diagnostic that, again, syncs to a smartphone to help keep people healthy, diagnose them on a regular, daily, 24/7 basis in their homes, and really reduce bad health outcomes while reducing the healthcare costs at the same time. So we're out there scouting the world for the best technologies that meet the needs identified by our partners here in St. Louis and in Missouri of what are the priorities, what are the gaps, what can innovation, where can innovation really make a difference? And we are the partner to go out there and find, through our networks that we've created, the very best innovators to connect them to St. Louis for impact. And so we're really proud of the work that we've been doing in elevating St. Louis's visibility, its reputation, and its standing in the world as a place that innovates, but also a place that that deploys innovation for real impact.
BioSTL President Don Rubin, thank you so much. As always, it's always a pleasure to talk with you on KMOX, sir.
The pleasure is mine, Michael. Thanks so much.